They're a great band. Thank you. So, 25 years ago, the year 2000. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the year 2000. Yes. It was a new decade, a new century, and a new millennium. And there was a lot of new technology around, the MP3, the e-voting machines. There was an Olympic gold, silver for... Olympic gold? Olympic silver for Sonia. Hey, what? I'm going to start that again. I'm going to start that again. Because, you know, too small Latin here and all that. Let's see if we can do that properly this time. Olympic gold, silver. Yeah. Yeah. A new century, new millennium. And there was new technology, the MP3, the e-voting machine. There was an Olympic silver for Sonia. And Brian O'Driscoll had the perfect Paris at springtime. And this is Robbie Williams.
Show kicking with your torso, boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got, you got, we got everybody. I got the gift, gonna stick it in the goal. It's time to move your body.
Robbie Williams, rock DJ, and Destiny's Child, Independent Women. Yeah.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own funnel and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing.
Beyonce and Destiny's Child from the year 2000. And all the talking that lead up to that year was the Millennium Bug. And we have this report from Sharon Niviolon from January 4th, year 2000.
This, according to the prophets of doom and gloom, was Millennium Meltdown Day. As millions of workers around the world logged on for the first time in the year 2000, the much-hyped bug, which threatened to throw the world into chaos, failed to bite. Not surprisingly, bosses who forked out millions to computer consultancy firms are patting themselves on the back. It was money well spent on a job well done.
Today heralds a great success story for Irish business. This was the one part of the Millennium preparation that we actually got right.
While no one bemoans the fact that planes are airborne and nuclear power stations functioning as normal, sceptics are asking whether the hundreds of billions of pounds, a figure large enough to wipe out third world debt, is justified. So 4 days into the new millennium and no reports of major glitches. Minor problems with Aircom's automated bill checking service appear to be the sum of Ireland's Y2K crisis. But the advice is, don't count your chickens.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind. I've been a fool to open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. And if you want it, come and get it, crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go your heart, let go your head, and fail it now. Let go your heart, let go.
David Gray and Babylon, huge hit for him in the year 2000. 51551 0870 32 32 32. Share your memories of the year 2000. This was massive for Kylie Minogue, Spinning Around. That year you could get a dance version of anything. And Madonna wasn't left short with this one. With the arrival of the MP3, was music going to die? Annabelle Egan had this report for RTE.
MP3 technology, which can compress music files without ruining sound quality, opened up the internet as a means of distributing music by allowing users to store tracks on their hard drive without using up too much space. With the merger of EMI and Warner, the internet is now set to have even greater impact on the way we buy and listen to music.
I think in the future, as we go forward, instead of people buying CDs with songs that they might not want, they'll be able to compose their albums in new and different ways. They'll get the songs that they want to have. They'll be able to create their own albums, store their own albums, be able to deliver them over their own stereo sets or Walkman or whatever it is. Whole new ways of getting music, hearing music, delivering music, and cataloging music. But it will be what the consumer wants versus maybe what the manufacturer wants to give them.
You're my last breath, you're a breath of fresh air to me. I am empty, so tell me you care for me. You're the first thing and the last thing on my mind. In your arms I feel sunshine.
Give up yourself unto the moment. Time is now. Give up yourself unto the moment.
Roisin Murphy and Moloko.
Yes,
ah, the year 2000. My son was born. The best gift ever. My blue-eyed boy, Aaron. Can't believe he'll be 25 in March. We're blessed. That's from Colette. Ah, memories of the year 2000. Boys on it, split up. Spice Girls have split up. There was hits a go-go for ex-members of boy bands and girl bands. This is one of the biggest for our very own Ronan Keating. Life for him and everybody else. A roller coaster. Yeah. Was a busy man. Not only was he having solo hits, but he was co-managing Westlife with Louis Walsh. Yeah. And in 2000, they got together with Mariah Carey for a version of this song, Against the Odds.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here taking every breath with you. You're the only one who really knew me at all.
How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we share the laughter and the pain, and even share the tears. You're the only one who really knew me at all. So take a look at me now, 'cause there's just an empty space. There's nothing left here to remind me, just the memory of
yep, Mariah Carey and Westlife.
So take a look at me now.
Tilly says, we had our fourth daughter, Patty, in March of that year. On New Year's Eve, 1999, 2000, at midnight, I got engaged, says Tony.
Yeah.
Movies, the big movies from the year 2000. Mm. What Lies Beneath is at number 10, X-Men at 9, at 8, The Perfect Storm, at 7, Meet the Parents, at 6, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, at 5, Dinosaur, Mel Gibson in What Women Want, at 4, Tom Hanks in Castaway, at 3, Russell Crowe, Gladiator, at 2, Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, at 1. Saints Pure Shores, which is featured on the movie The Beach, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Tilda Swinton, an adaptation of the very popular novel by Alex Garland. So that was the big screen. What was happening on the small screen? Oh. Well, Curb Your Enthusiasm, starring Larry David, started in the year 2000. The Weakest Link with Anne Robinson started on the BBC that year. And on March 13th, Nationwide began on RT1. So we say happy 25th birthday to Nationwide. And of course, Big Brother, presented by Davina McCall, launched on the 15th of September that year. 10 housemates entered on the first day, with one additional housemate being introduced in the sixth week. The series was watched by an average of 4.5 million viewers. The winner that year was Craig Phillips, the DIY man, and our Anna Nolan was runner-up. And also on television news, shock news in April of that year, Colm Connolly reported that Mary McAvoy was going to be leaving the much-loved Glen Row.
And Billy Byrne has been going great since she first appeared in Glen Row in September 1983. She found her way quickly into Miley's family and then into his heart.
By the end of the present series, there will be a dramatic but tragic accident in Glen Row. Billy Byrne will die.
Holy God.
Left everybody breathless. Yes, yeah. A lot of Irish hits in the year 2000. This is one of the biggest for the Corrs from Dundalk. Breathless. Yeah, we're in the middle of the year 2000. Ah, yes, the year 2000, the height of the boom. when Mam and Dad thought it would be a great idea to buy us a tee with the numbers 2000 embroidered into it for the conservatory. Notions. Oh, yeah. Oh, yours. Yeah. Sure is hot out here. Met my hubster in the year 2000, says Anastasia. Mary, Mary. Shackles. Britney! And it was an oops of sorts for Brian Toher, who streaked in Croke Park and then appeared on The Late Late with Pat Kenny.
I have someone else who's big into performing in Croke Park with us. Brian, how are you? Brian Toher.
How are you?
Were involved in the Dublin Kildare game, isn't that right?
Just a bit, yeah.
Yeah. I thought your performance on the pitch was absolutely fantastic. Fair play to you.
I've done it for a good cause.
Yeah, what's her name?
Emma.
Emma, yeah.
She needed a new wheelchair and wanted to send her to Lourdes as well.
So how did you go about raising the money through your streak?
Well, one of the fellas out of work said to me, he said he'd give me 50 quid.
Yeah?
If I would do it, like, you know, so... I sort of said to myself, well, like, if he's going to give me 50 quid, what the rest of the lads do, you know? Yeah.
What's that?
He'll do it now, Pat.
Oh, he'll do it now?
Well,
I think we've seen enough underwear for one night. You know, well, I'm not going to offer money to expose himself on the telly because that might well be an offence. Why didn't the guards charge him?
They said they were going to.
Yeah?
They couldn't do me for that indecent exposure, right?
Why not?
Because it was covered. You know, so...
Yeah, so what was the possible charge?
Pitch invasion.
Yeah, you and about 2 million others over the years in Croke Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they never charged you.
So...
All right, do you know, are you the first streaker in Croke Park?
So I've heard, and anyway, so I am, man.
Yeah, well, make sure you're in the Guinness Book of Records. So that and I'm glad you raised the money for such a good cause.
How is Emma? Is she okay? Yeah, she's grand, yeah.
Come on, Brian.
Want some whiskey in your water? Sugar in your tea. What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said,
there ain't no Tom Jones, Stereophonics. Bum, bum, bum. Novelty Records from the year 2000.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
The Baha Men.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
That was a hit, and this was a hit.
Bob the Builder.
Can we fix it?
Bob the Builder.
Yes, we can.
Scoop, Muck and Dizzy and Rolly too. Lofty and Wendy join the crew. Bob and the gang have so much fun. Working together, they get the job done. Bob the Builder,
can we fix it?
Bob the Builder,
yes we can.
Pilchard and Bird, Travis and Spud.
Neil Morrissey, the voice of
like
Bob
friends should.
The Builder.
Bob the Builder,
can we fix it?
Bob the Builder,
yes we can.
Can you build us a house, Bob? Who's in the house? Brendan O'Connor's in the house.
Yeah.
This is huge in Ireland. Come on, Brendan.
Well, I like to bring the ladies out to Major Garge. No truth in the rumour that we're having an orgy. Give no love to the ladies, I'm married to the man. Ain't nothing going on under my suntan. So for little children to come on to me, I'll see you next week at the Scout Jamboree. I don't roar like a lion, I squeak like a mouse. But you'll always hear me asking, who's in the house? Who's in the house? Jesus in the house. Who's in the house? Jesus in the house.
Can Irish men rap? That's the question.
Jesus in the house. Well, tell me who's in the house.
Mark McCabe's in the house.
Right here on the Dublin dance floor.
Lay ya on the floor. And she dancing.
And she dancing like she.
Aye. There you go, Maniac 2000. No mistaking the year that was released. Now, the Olympics was in Sydney that year, and this is the amazing commentary by Greg Allen on the 5,000 metres, which featured Ireland's Sonia O'Sullivan.
Sonia O'Sullivan has moved now into the share of third position, right alongside Getty Wami. She looks ready to pounce. She looks like she has a medal in her sights. She looks like she could do it. Szabo and Nikitenko. Szabo goes, but Sonia looks to have it covered. Sonia O'Sullivan is moving onto the shoulder of Gabriella Szabo with 200 to go. Szabo goes. Now Sonia. Szabo goes. 1 metre clear to Sonia O'Sullivan. Off the final bend. O'Sullivan passes Szabo. It's like the 5,000 metres in the European Championships. Szabo is just a minute ahead of Sonia down the home straight. Sonia O'Sullivan is just finding Szabo's speed a tiny bit too much. Szabo's going for it. It looks like a silver medal for Sonia O'Sullivan. Szabo gets the gold, 14:48.0, and Sonia O'Sullivan has got the silver medal here, and it looked like Getty Wami got the bronze.
Ah, hairs in the back of your neck. Elsewhere in sport, Kerry beat Galway in the football, Kilkenny beat Offaly in the hurling, Brian O'Driscoll scored a hat-trick in Paris against France, and the Walsh Grand National, that's what they called it, trained by Ted, ridden by Ruby, Papillon won the Grand National that year. And this was a hit for Coldplay.
Look at the stars, look how they shine for you. And everything you do. Yeah, they were all.
From the album Parachutes, Yellow by Coldplay. U2's album was All That You Can't Leave Behind, and this was the big hit. Beautiful Day. Hello, Bono.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. Out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Yeah, Eminem had the fastest selling rap album ever.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
The Marshall Mathers LP.
All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Stan.
That was Dido, sampled on Stan.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Moby!
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard.
And his album was everywhere in the year 2000. Restaurants, bars, cars, kitchens. That's Natural Blues.
Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
That year, an Irish edition of the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was announced. Colm Connolly reported in July of the year 2000.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has captured the imagination and the envy of people everywhere. It's one of the most popular shows in the world. Within the next few years, it'll be on the television screens of almost 50 countries, here in Ireland by next autumn. Today, the champagne corks were popping as Gay Byrne and the Aircel sponsors of the programme celebrated the signing of the contracts between RTE and the holders of the Irish franchise, Tyrone Productions. But are contestants really going to become millionaires?
I would imagine so. Irish people have a fantastic precedence and historical connection with pub quizzes all around the country. They're very good at general knowledge quizzes. They participate very well indeed, and they will be tested, and only the cream of the crop will end up on the show.
And will Gay actually say, is that your final answer?
I think so.
Games, changes and fears. When will they go from here? When will they stop? I believe that fate has brought us here, and we should be together, babe. But we're not. I'll play it off, but I'm dreaming of you. And I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling.
Macy Gray. I have a lovely memory of the year 2000. In May of that year, we welcomed our youngest child, Connor. He was born in the millennium year, so Hollis Street Maternity gave all the babies born that year a little teddy bear with Millennium Baby written on the chest of it. He's a chemist now, says Patricia. Oh, how the years fly in.
You're beautiful.
Like a bird.
That's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely. But it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is true, I'm like a bird. I only fly away. I don't know where my soul is.
Nelly Furtado, Fly Like a Bird. Born in that year, Jenna Ortega, American actress. Erling Haaland, Manchester City. David Rawl from Moon Boy. And Demi Isaac from The Young Offenders.
Flowing inside me like never before. Your love for me, something I didn't say. But baby, I know better now. When you walk in the room that very night, a special feeling just burst inside. It was only you, nobody else. But baby, I know better now.
Samantha Mumba. In July of the year 2000, a report claimed that Irish children are less fit than their European peers. Sharon Ní-Bheolán investigates for RTÉ News.
The last thing these summer camp kids can be accused of is being lazy. Grueling rounds of soccer, athletics, swimming and tennis keep them fit and lean. And while happy to be put through their paces, many of their friends are not, choosing computers and video games as their daily exercise. A recent survey reveals almost half of 7 to 9 year olds do less than an hour of simple exercise a week. Girls come out worst. Almost 75% failed to achieve basic levels of fitness. The study corroborates previous findings, which show Irish youngsters are considerably less fit than their European peers and do less PE at school.
That is a big insult. Like, I go outside nearly every day of the week and I play any sport, like hurling, soccer, or basketball.
Some kids
do like playing Game Boys and Nintendos, but I prefer football and stuff.
Because people are more interested in like computers and television and all the high tech stuff that's like they didn't have like a while ago.
We get it almost every night when that moon is big and bright. It's a supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing.
Top loader. Eileen has been on from Limerick. In September, me and my partner went to Australia for 6 weeks. It took me 5 years to save up for the holidays at work. We saw Sonia win her silver medal at the Olympics. Great night for the Irish. We proudly wore our Go Sonia t-shirts that night. Ah, well done. Anastasia. Catherine says, I got to volunteer at the Sydney Olympics. I was the only volunteer there who spoke Spanish and so was constantly getting attention from gorgeous fit Spaniards. Good times. Aye. Silence, Sarah McLachlan, Delirium. What a great song. This is my favourite story from the year 2000. The government gave the go-ahead for the use of electronic voting, e-voting machines, in the next general election. This report from April 2000 is by George Devlin.
For the past 150 years, we have been making our mark in the polling booth with pencil and paper. But all that's going to change. The ballot box will be consigned to the museum and there will be no more spoiled votes. Our electoral system is to be upgraded and delegates at the annual conference of the General Council of County Councils have been seeing the shape of things to come. Electronic voting machines will mean results will be known 60 minutes after the polls close. Voters will select their candidates by pressing on the screen and the names will be recorded on a computer disc. But what happens if there is a blackout?
There is one machine available, obviously it only uses batteries, so that particular machine would be okay. The other machines have batteries built into them, which will last for a certain number of hours.
The experts say the new system will make voting easier, but it will also mean the end of the tally men. Elections will never be the same again.
After a failed trial, the machines, which originally cost 55 million, were sold in 2012 for 70,000. E-voting, me arse.
Smokestacks spitting black soot into the sooty sky. Load on the road brings a tear to the Indian's eye. The elephant won't forget what it's like inside his cage. Telecaster sings on an empty stage. Uh-huh, goddamn right, it's a beautiful day. Uh-huh, goddamn right, it's a beautiful day.
That was a big hit for Eels. We had a black tie and evening gown night in our home on New Year's Eve, 1999, pure posh. Even the kids were dressed up. At midnight, we had fireworks in the garden. It was fab, says Charlie in Cork. Ah, the memories. I remember all the chaos around mobile phones and IT systems possibly becoming defunct due to Y2K, says Mary. And I finished my midwifery training in 2000 in Cork. A big shout out to the class of 2000, says Maria.
You know what you are, you are.
Tom Jones again. And Tom. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this was a big hit for Spiller featuring Sophie Ellis Bextor. Yeah, first hit for her. Margaret has been on. In 2000, I gave up the cigarettes by giving my husband my last pack of the ciggies as a Valentine's Day gift. So next week, it's 25 years. Congratulations, Margaret. 25 years off the cigarettes. That was it, ladies and gentlemen. That was the year 2000. Thank you very much. 2000, we'll take a quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.